Oh, man, it's so good to be home. Good to see all of you. We're starting a series that we're kind of coming off of a couple of Sundays where we've talked about purpose 2 weeks ago. We just had an incredible time around here, and we talked about purpose, and then our first service went into our second service, and it was just a powerful time. And then Christy Tisworth talked about purpose last week, and from the book of Esther, talking about Esther, and I wanted to ask Christy's permission to share some, but I don't see her. But I saw her on the live stream, but her husband's here. And can I say something that about it'd be all right? Okay, thank you. I wanted permission. Thank you so much. Is when I contacted Christy to talk about to speak, and she asked me. She said, "Well, is there something that you want me to speak on?" I said, "Well, in fact, you know, I would like for you to continue with this kind of this idea about purpose and talk about Esther." And she was like, she texted me back, oh, so good. I love the book of Esther. I've got her name tattooed on my back." And I thought, oh, this is just perfect, man. This is awesome. And I felt like if she shared it with me, she would be okay with me sharing it with you. And if she's not, Christy, I asked your husband first. And then he said okay. And so, it was a great message, and I thank her for that. But I'm going to give a title to this series for the next three Sundays, Plan for Purpose, because I just felt the Spirit just speaking to the hearts of people about purposes, that you're here on purpose, that you have a divine designer. You and I have a divine designer. And with a divine designer, when you get that revelation, you realize that with a divine designer, you were created with a divine purpose, for a divine purpose by God, and that He designed you for that purpose, and He has a plan for your life to fulfill that purpose. You were designed by God, and some of us are waking up every day just trying to exist in life. And what my challenge in this series is that you will begin to live life on purpose, that you'll wake up every day with knowing that you know your purpose on this earth, and you're going to live out that purpose. And it's more, and it's not just the world's purpose. It's a divine purpose. It's the purpose that God created you for. It's not just about paying bills. And how many of you honestly, let's be honest, you really, when you go to work, you're going to work because you know you need to make money to pay bills. Anybody? Okay. That's a pretty good reason. Okay. It's okay. But could I just challenge you and invite you to a higher calling than that? Is that to live every day with a divine purpose, because you have a divine creator who divinely created you to fulfill that purpose in your life that He has for you. That He has for you. No more wandering. No more wandering in the wilderness of life, but living life on purpose. Even in the difficult moments, that you have a purpose. Here's what I found out and discovered for myself, I don't know, it might be for you as well, is that when those times when I know my purpose and I don't feel like I'm experiencing that purpose, God's preparing me for that purpose. That God's always working and moving in your life to fulfill the purpose that He has for you. Jeff, I just want you to know I've been praying for you, sir. I apologize I haven't got a hold of you yet, but Jeannie told me about your brother passing away, and I'm sorry to hear that. And praying for you, praying for your mom, the whole family there, okay? And know you're in our prayers, man. If you need anything, please let us know, okay? Please let us know, all right? Any of you ever watch, I know, I'm not saying it's the best thing to watch, but any of you ever watched the Rambo series on TV? Anybody here, raise your hand. Come on. It's okay. You're among family. I've watched. Anybody else? I mean, it is quite a violent movie, and John Rambo is quite this war, you know, hero, and he's like a killing machine, if I can say it that way. I mean, that's the way he. I mean, he is just a man very skilled in war. And in the first Rambo movie, he's walking down the road, and he's really kind of a drifter. And he wanders from place to place, and he gets to this little town, and it looks like a beautiful little town. He's walking through the town, and the sheriff of the town drives by and sees him. And he's not cleaned up. He's wearing an army jacket, and so the sheriff stops and says, "You know, can I help you? Where are you going?" And he says, "Well, I'm really just looking for a place to eat. Is there a place in this town that I can eat?" And in the movie, the sheriff, you know, ask him to get in the car, and the sheriff drives him to the edge of town and says, "Now you need to go." And John Rambo's like this military veteran is like, "Wait a minute, what's wrong with me being here and getting something to eat?" And the sheriff looks at him and says, "We don't want your kind in this city," is what he tells him. And so he drops him off, and Rambo gets out of the car, and the sheriff drives off, and then he's like, I'm going to go back into that town. How dare that sheriff treat me that way? And he starts going back into the town, and the sheriff looks in his rearview mirror, and he sees him back there. And he's like, he gets really angry. He turns around, goes, and he arrests him and puts him in jail. And while Rambo's in jail, now again, this is a fiction movie, okay? I'm going to make a point here with it, though. Rambo's in jail, and the sheriff and the deputies, they really abuse the guy while he's in there. And I forgot to mention this in the first service, but he's having flashbacks to being a prisoner of war when he was in Vietnam. He was a prisoner. And so he's having flashbacks while they're doing all this stuff. They're wanting to give him a bath, shave him and all that, and he just kind of loses it. And so he breaks free. He injures a few of the deputies. He breaks free. The place goes up into the mountains. And so the sheriff and the deputies go after him. And while they're there, Rambo plans all of these little devices out there to injure them, not kill them. He injures them while they're up there trying to find him. And finally, after he's injured all the deputies, he captures the sheriff and holds him up against a tree and puts a knife and tells the sheriff, "I'm going to give you a war that you're not going to believe if you don't back off of this." And then he lets him go, and then Rambo takes off. And the sheriff and the deputies, they all go to this area that they have now created, a tent out there. It's a compound where they're establishing basically an army to go in after and get him. And in this, the sheriff makes this statement: "Whatever possessed God in heaven to create a man like Rambo?" And then a colonel walks in. Colonel Troutman was his name. He walks into the tent, and he heard the sheriff say that, and he responds with this: "God didn't make Rambo. I made him." It was the colonel that trained him in the Vietnam War and trained him to go into the jungles and fight. He said, "God didn't make Rambo. I made him." Why is that important? Because wherever you look to for your divine design is where ultimately you will find your identity. And that's what was happening with Rambo. He was a fighting machine his whole life. I mean, if you read, I even watched the last movie of the series, and I had to turn it off because it just got too bloody for me. I mean, it was just bad. And he was out of the Army back in the United States at this time, and I just couldn't watch it. I mean, that's just how violent he was in his movies. But that was connected to that identity of this colonel saying, "God didn't make Rambo. I made him." Because wherever you look to as your designer is where you will also look to for your identity. And today I want you to know that you are made of a divine design by God. And he has a divine purpose for you. And that you are not an accident, my friend. Did you know God has never had an accident? We've had accidents, but he has never had an accident. And you are not an accident. And so we're going to be talking about stepping into that purpose. 2 weeks ago, when we really had a powerful service here, the first service went into the second service. Some of you remember it. It was wonderful. I was talking about purpose. And later when I got home, May Shelley, she comes to the first service. She sent me something that she had just read. And it was a couple of people had somehow done this survey. And I don't know. And again, I don't know how they come up with these statistics, okay? But here's what it was. They said that 80% of Christians die not knowing their destiny or their purpose. Wow. And again, I don't know how they come up with that statistic, but that 80% of Christians die not knowing their purpose. That they've just existed, that they've just lived this life and existed as if the purpose of life was to arrive safely at death. And I thought, wow, God is speaking something to the body of Christ, because I believe God wants every one of us to discover that divine destiny, that purpose that he has for our life, and that we live every day in that life, knowing that we're here on purpose, that you're not an accident, that that God has you on this planet for a purpose, and that you can live fulfilled every single day knowing what that purpose is. And it's not just about existing. It's not just about retiring. It's not just about getting the big house. And did you know the Americans are the richest people in the world? And my goodness. Oh, how sometimes we let those riches get in the way of us discovering our divine purpose and what God's created us for. Is it possible? I just want to ask you this question. I want you to ask yourself, ask it very personal. Is it possible that God's created you for a purpose that's bigger than just you? Is it possible? How can I walk in that purpose? Well, last week, Christy looked at Esther. We're going to look at another woman in the Bible today, and we're just going to quickly give you three things that will help you, and it's just going to be kind of providing a shell for the rest of this series that we're going to build upon, or a foundation, let me say it that way, that we're going to build upon. And if you look to Luke chapter 1, first, let me go back to that scripture that I missed over in Psalm chapter 139, because, you know, David knew that he was a man of divine purpose and divine destiny. And this is what David wrote. He said, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born." Let that sink in. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life is recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before me. Before a single day had passed. Every moment of my life was laid out before you, God, before a single day had passed. Wow. When you were being formed in your mother's womb, God was there. He was there. You know what? Oftentimes we reject what we don't understand. Can I tell you, you will never understand this. Fully understand how God could be there. When you were formed in your mother's womb and everybody else, he was there. And he was there as you were being formed and created, because he has a divine design for your life and a divine purpose for your life, my friend. And my challenge to you in this series is that you will live your life with purpose. The purpose, not just your purpose, but the purpose that God has for you and that he created you for. Penny, God created you for purpose. Even in this moment of transition, he created you for purpose. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. It says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, 'Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you.'" Man, How would you like an angel to show up where you're at and say, greetings. Greetings, favored woman. Greetings, favored man. Wow, that's what happened to Mary. Greetings, favored man. You're favored of God. How would you like that? For him just to show up and say, God's favor is on your life. God's favor is on your life. God's favor is on your life. You see, what Mary had, what's so incredible about that verse is what will help you begin to live life by your purpose is that you and I each need to have what I like to call, and it's really the first point of this message, is a wow moment. Is a wow moment when God shows up somehow, some way, God shows up in your life and he says, and he speaks to you and he reveals to you that, and let me just say this, God doesn't give you the whole picture, all right? Let me just tell you the way God works in your life and in my life. Sometimes I don't like it, all right? Here's the kind of the way God begins to work in our lives when he's developing purpose in our lives and we're discovering purpose in our lives. Has any of you ever put together a puzzle? As you know how you put together a puzzle? One piece at a time. And that's the way God does it many times. He'll give you a general picture of it, then he'll throw the whole thing on the table and start putting the pieces of the puzzle together of your life and the purpose that he has for your life. I wish he did it a different way. I wish he just put the whole puzzle together before he even gave it to me. But my friend, I'm telling you that God will give you a picture of what he wants your life to be and what he's called you to do. And then it'll be like putting a puzzle together. It's like putting it together one piece at a time that God moves in your life. Why is he moving? Because he has a divine destiny for you. And the plan that God has for your life, my friend, is far above and beyond what you would ever dream, my friend. But there's got to be those moments in our life, not just once, I believe all the time, of wow moments. Don't you know that Mary, after that angel left, was like, wow. Wow. What was that? Anybody here ever had those moments in your life? That God spoke to you in that time, and you knew that God showed up and he revealed to you something that was incredible. It is a wow moment, like God. And Mary, after, you know, the angel told her that she would give birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, after that she went to see her cousin Elizabeth. And I love this story because, and it's all in Luke chapter 1. If you go and read that, when she walked into the room, Elizabeth was already pregnant with John the Baptist. And the Bible says that when Mary walked into the room, the baby leapt in the womb. It just and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit at that moment that Mary walked in. And an incredible moment. And then Mary starts singing a song of praise of what has just happened to her. And this is one of the verses out of that in Luke chapter 1. She said, oh, my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. You know what Mary just said? God noticed me. Wow. And my friends, in those moments in your life, and they're very personal sometimes, God shows up in some way, some form, some fashion. It could be through another person. It could be him just speaking to you. He shows up and says, I favor you. I notice you. And that's wow moments. When you find you're living life, you're going about life. Some of us are going through our struggles. We're walking through life, and we don't know what to do next, and we're wrestling with things. Things happen that we can't explain. We don't understand why they happen, and then all of a sudden we have a wow moment, and God speaks and says, "I notice you. I notice you. I notice you. I notice you." We leave those moments going, "Wow, wow." And I believe with all of my heart, I'm praying that you, on a regular basis, begin to have wow moments if you're not already having them. That on a regular basis, you begin to have those moments where it's just like God shows up and it's like, wow, God does care. Wow, God does hear my prayers. Wow, God is involved in my life. Wow, God noticed me. I forget that I'm on camera sometimes, but I just feel like walking. I got a cameraman back there. He's doing a good job. But that God just shows up and you're like, wow, wow. You can have them all the time. You can have them all the time, friend. And I had one while I was at the John Maxwell conference, just another one of those moments. I mean, it's just like God showing up and boom, but you know, and speaking to me and like favor. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, how did this happen? How did this happen? You know, God just show, and he just speaks. And there was this girl that's connected, that's the kind of the liaison with the ministry of Equip through John Maxwell's ministry. And our church supports that ministry. And they're seeing, by the way, they're seeing about 30,000 people, over 30,000 people a month born again. Every month they're seeing that all over the world. And they're seeing people born again, lives come to Christ. And I'm talking with her, and all of a sudden this guy walks up. R.D. Saunders is his name, and he leads the Equip organization. And she introduces me to him, and she says, yeah, Ken's been down to Brazil and went to Kent, Tanzania with Beyond Success. And this guy just out of nowhere, I've never met him. He says, well, Ken, you're going to be a coach with us going to Panama then, and we're going to introduce transformation, and we're going to transform the whole nation of Panama. And you're going to be one of our coaches, Ken, on one of our transformation trips. And I'm just sitting there going, what just happened? You know what I left that conversation doing? Wow. 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 God wants to do that in your life. You might not be called to do what I'm doing, but it's something, whatever God's called you to do, he wants to do that in your life, that you have God encounters. That you just leave those God encounters going, wow. I believe it's going to start happening more frequently, my friend. God is going to speak into your life to position you, to get you ready for purpose, those wow moments in your life. If you want to live life on purpose, God wants you to have a wow moment. But the second thing with that wow moment is this, is that, and this is very important in your life and in my life, is that to live out that purpose, you've got, the next thing that's got to happen is you've got to have a trust moment. A trust moment. Because here's the guarantee, and here's what I want to promise you, is that whatever God asks you to do, you can't do on your own. It will require his involvement in that. Because for Mary, it was the angel looking at Mary and saying, well, you're going to have a baby. You're a virgin. You're not going to be with a man before you have the baby, but you're going to have a baby. And so what did Mary have to have? She had to have a trust moment. And God's purpose in your life, let me just be really direct if I can. But why am I being direct? Because I want you to live out your purpose, why God created you for. I want you to live in that place where you are fulfilled because you know you have a purpose for your life that God's divinely created you for. And it's just important. So I'm going to be just really direct with you, is that God's purpose in your life will demand trust. Because it will be greater than what you can do yourself. And God, for God to work through you. And let me just say it this way, and you got to catch this. If all you're doing is what you can do, God's doing nothing at all. If all you're doing is what you can do, God's doing nothing at all. God wants to get you involved in something that's greater than just you, that's bigger than just you. He wants you to make a difference, something that's beyond your ability to do. He wants to work through you. I mean, my goodness, a trust moment. I mean, God wants to move in your life. Would I have ever dreamed that I would have these moments of just connecting with people out of nowhere and them saying, yep, you're going to go with us for a few days to Panama, and what we're going to do there is going to transform the whole country. Come on, do you know who I am? Do you know that 30 years ago my marriage was falling apart? My wife wanted to leave me. She didn't want anything to do with me anymore. I mean, my life was completely falling into shambles. And now at this point in my life, God at this moment is bringing things into my life that are just beyond my expectations and my ability to do. Why is that? Because God, I want you to experience that, because God has a purpose for your life. But it starts with those wow moments that God speaks to you. And then that wow moment, I promise you, will lead to a trust moment that you have to trust him to do what he needs to do to make it happen. That's what happened with Mary. I've got some notes here. I've passed some scriptures up, and But I'm not going to go back to one, but that trust moment is that in your wow moment with God, there will be a place of how can this happen? Hebrews 11:6 says it like this: and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Our wow moments will lead to trust moments to where you have to trust him. Mary had to trust him. I've got something highlighted so here that I really want to read directly from my notes here. Because I want you to catch this, friends. Divinely designed into your divine destiny are moments you must have faith in God. Divinely designed into your divine destiny are moments that you have to just trust God. Because that's the way God works. That's just the way God works. Oh, living out that purpose that he has for you, that's the way God works. That there's going to be times that God asks you to take a step that you just, you don't see how you can do it, but yet he's asking you to take the step. And you've got to trust him. It just requires trust. If you try and figure it out, you'll never get there. There is always going to be ambiguity in following God. Always, always, always. Because it takes faith. It takes faith to follow him. To follow him. And you've just got to trust him. And what he's called you to, and what you've, that wow moment that he's given you, you've got to trust him. You've got to trust him. I mentioned, I'll just go off my marriage, and that over 30 years ago when it just seemed like everything was falling apart. And Jeannie's better at telling this story. It is her story, but she was ready to leave, and which she had the right to. And she went to a church service. The church that we were a part of, and she went to the service. It was a women's group meeting. Yeah, it was a women's group. And nobody knew our story there. Nobody knew our story and what we'd been through. We were new there. Nobody knew. But she had said in her heart that she, like the next day, she was going to leave. A lady in that service approached her, and that women's meeting approached her and said, I know what you're going through. I know exactly what you're going through. And later on, it was revealed that she did know exactly what Jeannie was going through. She said, I know what you're going through. And I don't remember everything that was said. Jeannie knows it better than I do. But I know what was said to Jeannie was that you trust God and stay in your marriage. And did you know that Jeannie at that moment, you know what she had is a wow moment. Because nobody knew. But God knew. And he spoke to this woman. She, let me just say this too. You need to be obedient when God's telling you to speak to somebody else. Because you never know what it's going to do for them. You never know. I'm so thankful that Pastor Darlene Burns, she's passed away now, was faithful to what God was telling her to say to my wife. But Jeannie had a wow moment. Wow, God notices. But you know the next thing she had to have? A trust moment. And stay in the marriage. And now in June, we'll be married 40 years. I mean, it's just incredible what God's doing. But she had to have a trust moment when God showed up with that wow moment. Because it took faith for her to stay in the marriage. Because I was far from perfect then. Pretty close now, but no. No, just kidding. I'm far from perfect still, okay? But I mean, it was rocky, my friend. But she had to have a trust moment. Because God showed up and God spoke to her. And what was God telling her? I've got this thing. If you'll just trust me, I've got it. If you'll just trust me. Talking about living out your purpose, because that's how we're living out our purpose, And my wife had to have a trust moment. And that leads to the third point that absolutely has to be there if you're going to live out God's purpose for your life. That trust moment has to lead to a yes moment, where you just say yes. You just surrender to God and trust Him and say yes. That's what Mary did in Luke chapter 1. It said, the scripture says it this way. It says, Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." And then going to that next verse, it's down in there in the notes. Yeah, Mary responded. Here's what she said. Here's her yes moment right here. Okay, Luke 1:38. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. She had a yes moment of surrender, of just saying, okay, may everything you said come true. She just said yes. She just said yes. And I want to help you have those moments in your life, those God moments. I call them wow moments, where God shows up when it seems like you've come to the end of your rope and you're just existing and you're struggling and you've had things happen. And some of you once, you've had wow moments, but it's been a long time since you've had one. That your life was shaken at some point. And it's like, at that moment, you just kind of lost faith. And I'm here today to tell you that God wants you to have another wow moment, so that you can have a trust moment and a yes moment with Him. Because that's how you live out your destiny and purpose. That's how Mary did it. She just simply had that moment. I trust you. Yes. Yes, God. Yes. 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 She didn't have to understand it all. Let me just lovingly tell you is that if you try and analyze everything God wants you to do and try and figure it out, you're going to miss it. You will miss it. Because God will not give you everything. He will not. God demands faith. He demands trust. And all He's looking for right now in your life and my life, first, I want you to have a wow moment if you hadn't had one in a while. I really want you to have a wow moment. Wow, God, you're moving, man. You're moving in my life. Wow, wow, wow. God, I trust you. Man, I trust you, God. And I say yes. And I'm going to tell you the best place to be is you live life with a yes. That's the way I live life, is with a yes. Yes, God. Man, God, if I know it's you and I know it's according to your plan and purpose for me, yes. Yes, I don't question it. Yes, yes, yes. Well, God, I don't have all the money for that. Well, it don't matter. Yes. What would you do if you didn't have the money? That's the thing that God wants to ask you. What is it that He's put in your heart and asking you to do? If money was not an issue, what would you be doing? Because He wants you to have that yes moment where you live life with a yes. And here's the biggest thing about it. Won't you stand with me? Is that a yes moment means I'm not in control anymore. That's what yes means, is that I'm not in control anymore. But in fulfilling your purpose and divine destiny that God has for you, my goodness, there's no better place to be, my friend. And then living with a yes. Because when your heart, and God knows your heart, is there a yes? Man, He's going to do things. He's going to move in your life. And here's the cool thing about it, is that when you live in that place of yes, He starts giving you wow moments all the time. Wow. Wow, God. Wow. Whoa, man. This is wow. Wow. Whoa, wow. Wow. Man, God, I didn't see that coming. God, wow. Man, this is cool. Wow. Whoa. My God, you're so good. You're so good. So good. Several months ago, Stacy, and I want to share these because I want you to be with a testimony, know that God wants to give you wow moments. Several months ago, Stacy says, she said, "Dad, God's going to begin to put you in rooms that you never dreamed you'd be in." And did you know that's already started to happen? That I'm sitting in a room with a group of people that I'm like, how did I get here? I have no idea. This guy from Port Neches, Texas. How did I get here? But my friends, I know a bit of how I got there. It's because I live my life with a yes. Even after everything, I lost everything and everything fell apart. You know where I had to get back to before God moved again? Yes. 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 Mark, the book of Mark, I believe it's chapter 8, verse 35, says this: if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, this is Jesus talking, but if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. Wow. Wow. Man, if you give up your life, he says, for my sake, my goodness. Wow. That's living life with a yes. If you give up your life for my sake, because I trust you, God. I trust you because I want to fulfill the divine purpose that you have for my life. God, I know you're a divine designer and that you designed my life for a purpose. And I just want to trust you and live and say yes. And my friend, God will move. You give up your life for his sake. Oh, man, the life he has for you is so much better than what you could do for yourself. God will do things beyond what you ever dreamed. What you ever dreamed. You ever dreamed. Guys, I just want you to know it's not over. Not over. Not over. It's not over. God's got a great plan. It's going to take some time. Okay? Let me just say it this way. Time is your friend right now. Time is your friend. And God wants you. I see a picture in my heart. Someone being drenched in thirst, and it's almost like getting a refreshing drink of water during that time. It's so sweet and so good. But during this season of time in your life, God is going to give you a refreshing drink. And there's even going to be some things that you thought were gone that God's going to restore. And he says, don't try and figure out how, just trust him. Because he's uniquely designed you for a purpose. And you are together for a purpose. And time is your friend. Your friend. Wow. That word, unique, has some synonyms to it that I opened the last service with. I wanted to close it with this one. And she's got them up there, Emily, media team. Any of you ever felt exceptional? Come on, be honest. I'm just exceptional. Exceptional. Yeah, come on. Come on. I'm exceptional. That's what unique means, exceptional. You're exceptional. Yeah, you're exceptional. It means phenomenal. Any of you ever felt like you were phenomenal? That's what you are. You have been uniquely designed. You are phenomenal. How about the other one? A lot of you identify with this one. Abnormal. Yeah. Yeah. Some of you, I see it. See, y'all just, so y'all laugh. Y'all, it's just like, yeah, me. Uh-huh, yeah, abnormal. That's unique. You're just abnormal. That's okay. It's okay. God created you to be who you are. You're rare. You ever heard that comment? That's a rare bird there. Yeah, that's unique. I like this one. Extraordinary. Yeah. Peculiar. I really think that about some of you. You're just kind of peculiar, you know. But you're unique. That's unique. You've been designed by God to be who you are. I like, really, this one is a freak. They're just a freak. That's unique. Hey, man, they're kind of freaky, ain't it? They're kind of freaky. Yeah. Yeah. I won't say any names. One of a kind. You're just one of a kind. And that truly are. You are one of a kind with a divine design. That God has a divine purpose for you. that he wants you to live out. But I'm telling you, if you haven't had one of those wow moments, I've been praying for you to have one. And you just need to get into his presence and experience a wow moment. I believe he's going to give it to you. But I'm just telling you, okay? Because I love you and I'm your pastor. And you can't get around it with God. You will not get around it with God. It will demand a trust moment where you've just got to trust him. It's just the way it is. And it'll demand a yes moment. Okay? I'm helping you. I want you to live your purpose. And I've just got to tell you, you can't have a divided heart with God. There's got to be a yes. I'm all in this, God. Just the way that's who he is, okay? That's his character. That's a yes moment. And some of you right now, you're in a moment right now where you don't know because you've been through transition. You really don't know. It's kind of like you've been detached from your purpose. And you don't know what that is, okay? Well, I want you to know in this series, and even starting today, God's going to begin to speak to you, okay? He's going to begin to speak to you. Because I want to say it again, God has never had an accident. And when you were created, you were not an accident. You may have had a few accidents down the road. We all have. But you are not an accident. And you have purpose. Those of you watching, Joanne, I hope you're able to watch. I don't know if you are. I don't know if you're in physical therapy. Sure, good to have you back in Wichita Falls. And we need to keep praying for Joanne for full restoration. She's at Encompass Healthcare, going through therapy, getting her strength back. But those watching, I just want you to know you have a purpose. God created you for it. You can live in that place. If you just open your heart to him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for every person here. God, there's some here that maybe they've never had a wow moment. Maybe they've never had a moment, God, that they've like, wow, God noticed me. He noticed me. I pray that today they have that wow moment, that God, you noticed them. And that, Father, you are their divine designer, that you created them with a purpose. And just like Mary, no doubt she had to go, whoa, wow, that was powerful. Because God, you showed up out of nowhere. You called her at a very unsuspected moment, at an unsuspected time. Because, God, that's the way you like to move. And so, God, help us to not think it's strange that when you show up somehow, some way, it may not be with an angel, it just might be. But that we have that wow moment with you, God. It could be walking down the aisle of the supermarket. Somebody we don't even know shows up and just begins to speak to us and what you're saying, Father, to us through them. And it just identifies with what's been in our heart. That's a wow moment. But God, help us, Lord. Help us to take that next step into that trust moment, that we trust you. We don't have to be able, if we can figure it all out, it's probably not you. It's probably just us. Because God, there's always going to be something in there that we have to trust in you and have faith in you, God. And then God, help us to, I pray for every person, God, from the bottom of my heart, that they'll live their life with yes. We don't have to be scared of what you would ask us could do. God, you're a good God. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm so thankful for what was even preached last week, how Christy shared it, and how Esther came to that point to where she even lived with such a yes, God, that she was like, if I perish, I perish. It doesn't matter. Man, I love that, Father. But I just pray that we all get to that moment, because the life that you have for us after that is a wild, enjoyable ride, God, that you're going to do things that just blow our mind. And so I just pray right now for every person, God, that your Holy Spirit will speak to them. Just ask you right now, every head bowed, nobody looking around, you say, Ken, I really need a wow moment in my life right now. Would you lift your hand? Just be honest. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Several hands. Anybody else? Thank you. You can put it right back down. Anybody else? I need a wow moment. I'm just giving it a second. I need a wow. Thank you so much. God's going to give it to you. Now I'm going to ask you something. And again, nobody looking around. Thank you for that hand. I'm going to ask you. Nobody looking around. I'm going to ask you. You say, Ken, I just want to be really honest with you, is that I've had a wow moment, but that trust moment is real. I'm struggling with it. I'm really struggling with that trust moment. I want you to lift your hand. Is there anybody here? Thanks. Anybody here? Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. Anybody else? A few hands went up. If you're watching online, you can comment there if you would like, or you can contact us later here at the church and go to encounterpeople.tv. Anybody else? You can say, Ken, I know God spoke to me. I know, but that trust thing is I'm really struggling with. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody want to say, I'm really struggling with a yes moment, just giving him my yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right, Father, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for what you're doing here at Encounter Church. I thank you that we're in this season, Father, of people discovering their purpose. I believe because you have a purpose for Encounter Church, Lord. We're not here by accident. And Lord, I pray for those that have been wandering maybe in that wilderness of life, God. Yeah, they love you, Father. They've been faithful. They're dependable, Lord. They're trustworthy, God. They're, you know, all the things that we know that as Christians, Lord, we should be doing. But God, it's not about doing. It's about being. It's about being. And God, we want to be in that place where we're living out purpose. We're living out purpose. And so, God, I just pray for that wow moment. You saw every hand that was lifted. That you just show up in their life. And, Father, you remind them that you have a purpose for them. If they need reminding, God, or, Father, they just need to know that you've noticed them, that, God, you noticed them where they're at. And, God, but I pray that a trust moment will follow. A trust moment. And that, God, a yes moment will follow then with whatever you want for their life. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's in each one of us. Father, give us courage to live out the yes moments. Thank you, Father, for the way you're moving among this congregation and these people and what you're doing in this series, God. Even as we're going up toward Easter, Lord, and preparing for that time of year, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Well, Father, he died on purpose. He had a purpose for coming to the earth, and he died on purpose. He was resurrected on purpose. He was ascended on purpose, because he said, if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. On purpose, he left, because on purpose, the Holy Spirit was poured out. You're a God of purpose, and may we all begin to live with that purpose in our life like never before. And I pray this in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.